All right, we've got quarterback Sam Hartman coming to the podium now. We are not going to do an opening statement, so we'll open it up for questions. So go ahead and raise your hand if you've got a question.
All right, we'll start down in front. Tyler Horka.
Sam, Marcus was just in here talking about how many football games you've played, obviously. Does this feel like the biggest one, or where does it rank for you?
It's a big game. Obviously, you know, any game, college game day, whatever you want to call it. I think it's a huge opportunity for us as a program and as a team, to go out there and show what we got. And obviously a really challenging opponent, a historically great opponent, great football program, and like ourselves as a great football university. So I think it's just a clash of two football greats that growing up, you know, you kind of think about and look at those games of, you know, Ohio State and all the other big ones that you're like, you know, that'd be a cool game to play in. And so it's exciting. It is a big game. I think to shy away from that is foolish, but I think it's going to be like every week. Is it going to be about us executing at the highest level and like Coach Freeman probably already said, reaching our full potential.
You kind of alluded to it there as well, but didn't grow up in this part of the country, so I'm just curious what it means for you to be a part of something like this, Notre Dame, Ohio State. I think it's only the seventh time these two teams have played each other.
I think it's just big, big for the university, big for our team and this season. Obviously, the road to the finish line leads through, this game and really every game for us. But obviously, it's a big challenge. It's going to be a huge crowd, a huge ordeal here with College Game Day, everything included. But we're going to, try and keep our blinders on as much as we can and understand that it's just going to be, one play, one life.
Second row on your far right, Tom Noy.
Sam, you've talked about the reasons of being at Notre Dame for a sixth season, but to flip it, maybe Notre Dame needs you here to play and win a game like you're going to play in on Saturday. So how do you stay in just being Sam Hartman and not having to be Superman in what you're going to face on Saturday night?
I think it starts, with the confidence in our coaches, our confidence in and the schemes that we're going to get into, and then the players around me. I think, we have an unbelievable O-line that I have a lot of confidence in. Our running backs have all been playing incredibly well. Tight ends have been doing great. And outside, we showed we have some explosive capabilities and the ability to, spread the ball around when you need to and be able to run the ball when we can. So that's really where it is. And our defense, we've been playing a lot of complimentary football. You look at the NC State game, there's times where we get shut out or they let up a score and we kind of bounce back off each other. So, it's always going to be about doing my job as the best I can do, and the plays are going to come when they need to be. But it's a lot of it's just the trust and belief that, everybody around me is doing their job, which they've been doing all year and we've been doing since the spring. So it's just exciting. It's an exciting opportunity to go out as a team and play a complete game.
This week's already different for you because you're standing here talking to us on a Monday. On a regular Monday, 12:30, what would you be doing instead of being here?
Probably eating lunch. I think it's pretty – 12:30 is probably lunchtime. So probably eating lunch. Had to eat that pretty quickly. But then we're back. I got a lift like 1:30, and then we're in team meetings and then practice from there, and then late watching film, studying, getting ready for the game.
Third row on your far left, Doug LaMaurice.
Hey, Sam, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of questions like this, but when you have the experience you have, just how do you feel it tangibly comes out compared to when you were a young quarterback playing in games like this? How does it actually help you once the game starts?
I think you feel all the same emotions because you want to succeed, you want to play well, and I think that's, everyone in this room, when you have a big due date or a big important deadline to hit, you feel the nerves, you feel the excitement, you feel whatever you feel. And a lot of it's just the want to be the best, to have success and prove people right or wrong in whatever regard. And I think my, again, it's a lot of it just revolves around the confidence I have walking into the Goog with the people that are around me, starting with Coach Freeman down to the very bottom. I think that's where I find it, and so that's kind of what I rely on. I think experience is experience, but every play you play is going to be different than the last, and so it's just going to be about trusting the guys around me and knowing that the support group around me is really, really talented, and they believe in me, and I believe in them.
I know it's early in the week, but do you have an early read on the Ohio State defense, Jim Knowles, as a second-year coordinator there, what he likes to do?
I mean, I think it just starts with them as their kind of quarterbacks of their defense, a linebacking core is, two really stout players that have played a lot of football. Obviously, it really just encompasses their front seven. A lot of experience, a lot of talent there, and their secondaries, again, brought back a lot of guys from last year that are all extremely talented. And so, we know we have a challenge on our hand, and, they do a lot of things up front, very multiple. And so, going into this game, it's going to be a battle for all four quarters, and they're going to bring it, and they got a lot of experience as well. So, it's an exciting challenge, but not something that we're going to take lightly.
Second row on your right, Mike Bernardino.
Hey, Sam. You've played in a number of games, I guess, against ranked teams, but is there a particular tough outing against a ranked team? Maybe I'm thinking Pitt, maybe I'm thinking Wisconsin, but where the failure or falling short of what you hope to do is something you can plug into this week and make it better?
I don't really know what the question is there, but...
Learning from failure or personal disappointment.
Yeah, I think we all have tough games and we all have tough losses. I think Wisconsin was probably, we were both like 4-5 at that point, so
yeah,
not very ranked. I think it's all about just, again, one play, one life mentality and just being able to, bounce back from bad plays, good plays. I think the guys around me and the guys up front are all really good at keeping me up and keeping me clean and, just the bounce back, one play, one life mentality is probably all I got there.
And then you kind of segued into it. Steez is an actual word. I didn't know that till you got here, and it seemed something you seem to identify with. Who gave that to you? Who pinned that to you? Why does it work for you? How can it help everyone around you?
I think it's something I got when I was young at Wake, just kind of like a style with ease type deal that a flow, whatever you want to call it. But I think everybody's different in their own way. It's not something I completely have sold out to, but it's just something that is a easy tagline for me that there was a 10 before me at Wake, so nobody called me 10, and there was already a Sam on the team, so they had to create something else. So that's probably the root of it.
Second row, middle right. Middle left. Dan Ernst.
Sam, after the game on the field, you said be early, be loud, and be rowdy. Notre Dame has done a great job of having a green jersey game. It's going to be loud, but they're also doing these LED wristbands so that every single person in the crowd that puts one on, you're going to know exactly where they are and you can feel them. I'm just curious, have you ever been to a concert? Have you ever seen any of these sort of videos? It seems to me that there might be some red in the stadium this weekend, but those lights might drown out that red.
Yeah, I think it's been incredible to be a part of. Post-game is probably the coolest part for us. Sometimes you can, be out there and not even realize until the game's over and you look up and you're like, wow, the entire student section's still here. The entire fan base is still here. And hey, it started in Ireland where, for myself being new, felt the impact of the Irish nation and Irish fans, just the global effect of traveling across the country and then coming for the first home game and now having the second and coming into our third. That was 2 of 6 was yesterday, and we got this will be 3 of 6, and so we're really excited and really appreciative of the support that we have and the support that we receive. We know it takes money to get here. It takes money to come up and travel. It's not easy to get in the stadium. It's not easy leaving the stadium. So the support is incredible, and I'm definitely excited to see, what it's all about at a night game, haven't been to one of those. So
down in front on your right, John Bryce.
Sam, when we see you in here, you're really calm, polished, just sort of easygoing. You're kind of that way on the field, in the huddle, or in between plays. But when you make a big play, you're not afraid to celebrate or let some emotion out. How do you strike that balance?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think the celebration is just kind of that, the realization that those moments don't happen too often. A lot of work gets put into what our team goes out there and does. And, And a lot of it's a part of our culture. We don't want to celebrate, you know, the good plays and understand that they're fleeting, and the wins and are all very hard to come by. And so I think we, as an offensive unit and as a defensive unit as well, you can see on the tape, I mean, you know, the pure joy and happiness that it brings to go, you know, make a big play, go score a touchdown, and especially at home too, you know, you can hear the crowd and, you know, the thousands of people that are screaming. It's a fun part, and it's, you know, good to sometimes let loose and then obviously be able to reel it back in is huge.
And did it take you a while in your playing career to sort of allow yourself to embrace those moments? And then what allowed you to develop that early confidence that you referenced with Marcus Freeman and the other people in the Goog?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably more is just the ebbs and flows of it and being able to handle the, you know, ups and downs. And then with Coach Freeman, I mean, I think, you know, you see the day in and day out of him and kind of how he, you know, looks and can be perceived. But I think his number one thing is just his consistency every single day. Like, I know every time I see Coach Freeman what I'm going to get. And that's huge. You know, in this day and age, it's very hard to know what's real and what's fake. And as a head coach, to be in the spotlight that he's in and the pressure that's put on him, you know, it's, you know, be very easy for him to kind of come in and, you know, be all riled up or be, you know, tired from his six kids or whatever you want to call it. But he shows up every single day and is persistent as I've ever seen. And, you know, we're grateful as a team to have him. And then, you know, on the flip side, you know, he's, you know, always shows appreciation for our hard work and what we do for him.
Third row on your left, Tim Priester.
This past Saturday, Jason Garrett, the NBC analyst, said that you throw the deep ball as well as anybody that he's seen in a long time. Besides the hundreds and thousands of deep balls that you've thrown, what are some of the keys for you there, some of the checkpoints that make sure that allows you to make sure you're on point?
I mean, it's really the guys getting open. I mean, I think they can all look pretty on air and look pretty, you know, off the hand, but if they're not caught, it's a lot of ooh and then nothing. And so I think that it's really those guys getting separation, and then the O-line protecting, right? Those plays don't take. They're not quick hitters. They're deeper throws. Guys got to get down the field. And so really those two components kind of mesh together and make it look really good. But when you take out an O-line, I'm getting hit in the face before the ball gets thrown. There's no receiver running down the field wide open. The ball doesn't, you know, it might get deflected. It's not there. So that's really what it's not. I mean, again, that's something you learn as a quarterback is, you know, a lot of people can go back there and throw the ball really, really far. It's, you know, doing it with accuracy and then doing it with guys around you that you're on the same page with from hours and hours of work in the offseason.
And I know at one point you turned to the referee about the hit that you had on your left lower leg. I don't know specifically what it is, but did you speak with the official about that, and where are you with your injury?
I was no injury. I mean, I think I was just curious because I didn't really see the, you're not really looking down if that kid just went down straight. But after watching it was kind of just a pile up. So, you know, it's football. It's a violent game. It's going to happen. And so, I mean, I'm just glad I got out of it healthy and on to the next.
Our last question will be second row, middle right, Chuck Freebie.
Hey, Sam. You mentioned receivers getting separation. They face a very good defensive back core in Ohio State. What can you do to help them get separation or throw into tight windows on Saturday?
I mean, I think it's all just going to be about execution. I mean, I think you know, you can scheme up all the things you want. You can work on beating man coverage all you want. But if, you know, I don't execute, we don't execute. And just make the plays work. At the end of the day, we kind of rely on that phrase as whatever it is, as it is. It's all about that, and you know, we got to just go out there and execute. And they're going to get us. We're going to get them. It's going to be a battle of wills and who wants it the most at the end of the day for four quarters. And you know, if we can make enough plays at the end of the day, then that's going to be that. And you know, as Coach Freeman's probably said 30 times in his interview, we're just trying to reach our full potential, and whatever that ends up, it ends up.
What do you see as the full potential for this team?
It's a great question. If I had a crystal ball, I'd let you know, but I don't, so we'll see. Good. All right. Appreciate it. Go Irish. Appreciate it.